nesindika message kuzira musavu musavu biri atano munya musavu musavu ngaga mwenda kijja kunkola bulungi kati bana mukuru Matthew ajja kuba ayogera ekigambo nga nze we receiving a message zo era njja kubera nga mfundikira n'okubasabira muri nyiri ya mukama wa Yesu Kristo. Aha, ndoza kudachika zino Remy, welcome man of God from New Zealand to share with us the word of God. God bless you.
Okay, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to preach the word of God. Because God's loved us so much that he gave his son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. And we have to know God as a loving father so that we can become his children, so that we can walk on the path of eternal life and build the close friendship with God. I want to share with you how my family came into the kingdom of Christ. My name is Matthew and I'm from New Zealand. And yes, there are many Christians in New Zealand. But unfortunately, many people have also hardened their hearts towards God. And I'll explain why my grandfather hardened his heart towards God. And my father was born in a family that did not have any religion. My grandfather was a soldier in the Second World War. And he saw the terrible things that happen in a war. Even some of his own friends were killed. He himself was shot through the leg. And the doctor said, "We will have to cut off your leg." And my grandfather said, "No, you cannot cut off my leg." But he had bad blood circulation for the rest of his life. But through this war, he began to develop a wrong attitude. He began to blame God for all the terrible things that he had seen. So first of all, what I like to teach people is that we should never blame God for the bad things in this world. Because God is perfectly good. God is filled with perfect love for all people. But it's the people who become bad because they don't walk in the path of God. And in many ways, the devil is able to lead people into darkness. Because he is the ruler of the kingdom of darkness. He is so evil. Satan is pure evil. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And that's why God ultimately has to send the devil to hell. But the devil doesn't want you to go to heaven because the devil hates God and you were created in the image of God. God wants you to have a place with him in heaven. But God has given us the choice who we will follow. But But my grandfather, he hardened his heart. And he decided that he was not going to listen to God's words. And he was not going to have anything to do with religion. And he just lived for himself. After the Second World War, he got married. And they had three children. The oldest one being my father. So my father was born in this kind of family that didn't have any desire to walk with God. But in New Zealand there are many churches. And as a child, my father heard about the love of God. And the love of God touched his heart. But because he got no encouragement from his family, he did not continue in the right path. And in his teenage years, he was pulled into the world. There are many, let's say, temptations and things that want to pull you away from God. And that's why we need to see those who accept Christ become strong believers. Otherwise, they're in danger of hardening their hearts also. And my father, he became proud because he was very good at running. New Zealand was winning some gold medals at the Olympic Games at that time in running. And my father was being trained by one of these top trainers. And when he was at school, his photo was on the front page of the newspaper because of the running. Now there were some Christians in the school, but my father thought, oh, they are pretty weak. But he thought he was so good. He was so fast, he was so strong. Maybe some pride came into his heart that made him think, oh, I don't really need God. He was born in the city. But he didn't like the city life, so he moved out into the countryside. And in New Zealand, we have some big farms. And there was a man who had a big cow farm. Maybe more than 400 milking cows. And he needed to employ a couple more workers for the farm. And he employed my father as a young man. And he employed a Christian boy. And this Christian boy began to share his faith with my father. Really, my father didn't want to listen. But the Christian boy tried his best to give him some tracts. And give him the message of eternal life. And the Christian boy said these words to my father. Don't you know that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins? But my father said no.
era tata nagamba nti nedda.
Why would I need anyone to die for me?
Lwaki nandyetaaza omuntu yenna okunfiirira?
I'm not a bad sinner.
Nze siri musajja mwonoonyi.
I don't tell lies.
Sirimba.
I don't steal things.
Sibba bintu.
I haven't murdered anyone.
Sinagwenzise.
So why would I need someone to die on the cross for me?
Lwaki nandyetaaza omuntu sajja yenna okunfiirira nze atakoze kibi n'ekimu bwe kityo?
Maybe you need someone to die on the cross for you.
Oba kenyini gwambulira bino gwetaaga omuntu yenna okufiirira.
Because you're the bad sinner.
Kubanga gwe nga bwe nkulaba oli mwonoonyi.
But I am good.
Naye nze ndi mulungi.
So we call this spiritual blindness the sin of self-righteousness.
Kino tukiyetera ddala ekibi ekibi ennyo okubeera nti weeraba nti oli mutuukirivu nnyo.
My father thought he was so good.
Taata wange yalowooza ddala nti mulungi nnyo.
That he didn't need a sacrifice for his sins.
Teyeetaaga okubeera nti waliwo amufiirira.
So his heart was still hard towards God.
Gwali ddala nga gukyakakanyazibwa.
But God was able to break through and come into his life. And how God was able to do that was through speaking to him through a dream. We find in the Bible God speaking to many people through dreams. Now some dreams, they only just come from our own minds. Some bad dreams can even be attacks from evil spirits. But then there are very significant dreams for our lives where God speaks to us through a dream.
Katonda yennyini mwene bwajja n'ayogera n'obulamu bwaffe.
And this is the dream that God gave to my father.
Era ekimu ku birooto bino kye yawa taata wange ono.
He was working on the farm.
Yali akola ku farm nga bwe nkubulidde.
But he didn't realize that someone was following him.
Naye teyamanya nti waliwo ate amutambulira kamunoonya.
He was being followed by his father, which is my grandfather.
Yali nga anoonyezebwa taata we abe ono gwe mpita jajja wange.
And my grandfather was having a tape recorder which could record his words. It was one of the old style cassette tape recorders.
And
it could record your words. But we need to know, in one sense, God is recording all of our words. And on the day of judgment, the books will be opened. And Jesus said that we can be saved or condemned by our own words. My father had a very bad habit of speaking the curse words or the swear words, bad words. But he didn't realize that they were all being recorded onto this cassette tape. Now at the end of his day's work, it was time for him to go home. And a friend had come to visit my grandfather. And the friend began to say these words to my grandfather. Oh, what a wonderful boy you have. He's such a good worker on the farm. I think you must be so proud of your son. And my grandfather said yes. He is a good worker. He is a good boy. I am proud of my son. But I want you to listen to this cassette tape. He pressed play on the cassette tape. All the bad words came out. My father felt ashamed. Then my father woke up from this dream. And he realized that God was speaking to him. That God was showing them that he is a sinner. That the words that he was speaking, many were evil words. And now he was willing to listen to his Christian friends. Now he was willing to go to church. In this church they would have the bread and the cup which symbolized the body and the blood of Christ. But he did not take it because he knew that he was not a Christian yet. But he kept listening to the word of God. And the word of God kept going into his heart. And one Sunday morning he took that bread in his hands. The bread that symbolizes the body of Jesus that was broken for us. And he took the cup in his hands, which has the drink which is symbolizing the blood shed for our sins. And he said, as I take these, I take Jesus Christ into my heart. And that's how my father became a Christian. That's how his sins were washed away.